Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
For nearly 40 years, Brian Bingaman has worked in the oil and gas industry. He served as Secretary of State, where he headed the governor's conservative policy agenda. As Corporation Commissioner, Brian Bingaman will keep our state's energy industry safe from Joe Biden's attacks while working to bring affordable high-speed broadband to all Oklahomans. Brian Bingaman. For Corporation Commission.
I'll authorize by candidate for candidate committee authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for a connected future 211 Broadway to Oklahoma 7532-590-679-3500.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Well, at the 2024 LMA Convention and World Livestock Auctioneer Championship that was held over the weekend in Oklahoma City, our own Ron Hayes had a chance to visit with the Attorney General Gittner Drummond about cattle rustling, illegal grow operations, and pushing back on regulations from the Biden administration. Drummond said there's been a lot of cattle rustling thievery that needs to be prosecuted.
Well, I think from the law enforcement side, we've got a lot of cattle rustling and thievery that needs to be prosecuted. And our local prosecutors are busy with rapes and murders and things like that, and I'm delivering the message to them that this is a crime that you must prosecute, and if you will not prosecute it, I will. We presently have, going through our multi-county grand jury, a prosecution of a significant cattle rustling operation that I believe will soon be ended in an indictment and successful prosecution. But I'm available for every Oklahoman in all 77 counties to enforce this law.
On the medical marijuana scene, Drummond said his task force has been shutting folks down.
We're averaging the shutting down of 15 grows a day for the last 12 months. And we are almost to the point where we're getting manageable. But there's still a lot of those sneaky fellas out there. So any listener that believes they know where an illegal marijuana grow facility is, go to the Oklahoma Attorney General website. There's a secure link that you can click anonymously, provide detail. We'll assign a case number. We will investigate. We will prosecute.
And you've had a lot of success.
We really have. We've got over 40 civil asset forfeiture cases going right now where we're taking land back from land that was previously owned or currently owned by Chinese nationals, putting it back through the county sheriff's office to sell to the landowners of Oklahoma.
To hear the complete conversation with Gittner Drummond, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, Governor Stitt has been busy. There's an open seat for the A&M Board of Regents, and Stitt has called for a special session regarding an appointment to the A&M Board of Regents. One name surfaced for the governor that he has sent forward as a nomination.
The Senate did not approve Susan Burgum, so we put Susan Burgum up, and they didn't get approved, so we've got an open seat. And then I started, you know, figuring out what OSU needs as far as, you know, talent on that board. And just the guy that rose to the top was Mike Holder. And, you know, this is our first season without OU in Texas in the Big 12. There's a lot of talk about media rights. There's billion-dollar contracts up for negotiation. There's a lot of stuff with the athletic department and in a new conference. And I want OSU to take the lead in the new Big 12 and become the bellwether cow there. And so I think Holder would be amazing leading. Nobody knows college athletics better than he does. He's the
OSU Director of Athletics. Mike Holder will be the nomination pushing forward. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.